overjoyed to the Lord, all the earth, burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Don't you just love that? That's Psalm 98, verses 4, 5, and 6. Hey, happy Sunday. Yeah, you blink and it's already the first Sunday of March 2016. How did we get here? Friends, so good to fellowship with you today. My name is Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And yeah, the heartbeat of Sunday Worship is to just prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus. You know, that really should be the mission of every ministry at the end of the day, to put our hearts and minds, our trust, our focus on Jesus. Focus on Scripture, yeah, the Word of God, songs, devotions, encouragement. And tell you what, today is no different whatsoever. Got some great God-honoring music here for you from Fernando Ortega on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." I love that. Famous comedian said one time that he wished he would receive some kind of sign from God, like a large deposit made in his name in a Swiss bank. You know, for the Bible records how a group of religious leaders asked Jesus Christ for a sign to prove that he was the Son of God. He told them there was only one sign left to look for. It was his resurrection from the dead. And that sign would give them and us the proof they needed if they really wanted to believe. Friend, we see signs of God's power all throughout our lives, but nothing can be more important to our faith than Christ's resurrection. So the next time you find yourself wishing for a sign, take some time to remember what God has already done.
I have a Maker. He formed my life was in his hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call.
Celebrating and lifting up the King of Kings today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. When you have some time today or this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Would love to be your friend. In Union Grove, Wisconsin, mentally disabled children receive Christian love and nurture at a place called the Shepherd's Home. But they have a problem at Shepherd's Home with keeping the windows clean. Yeah. Every day, the children press their faces against the glass, wondering if that will be the day Jesus returns. Isn't that precious? Friend, I don't know about you, but expectation can get us out of bed in the morning and keep us going during the day, right? However, not many people are expecting Jesus to return. You know, the Bible says that he can return at any moment to gather together those who are expecting him. Friend, that's a good reason to live with dirty windows.
The splendor of a king. Clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. Trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see. How great is our God?
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me. When the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your glorious name.
Isaiah 57:18 says, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. You know, a few generations ago, if something broke, well, it was fixed, right? But today we live in a throwaway society where things are designed to be replaced when they break. And that's okay for toasters and hair dryers and such, but it doesn't work too well for the human heart, does it? You know, when your heart breaks, you can't go to the big box store and get a new one. Fortunately, though, friend, broken hearts, they can be put back together again. They really can, but it takes God to do it, friend. He's the only one with the power to restore us when we've been hurt. So, friend, if you're listening today on this Sunday and your heart is broken, don't discard it, friend. Let God take a look. It may take a little time and trust, but rest assured that he's never seen one yet he couldn't mend.
At the foot of the cross, where grace and suffering, you have shown me your love through the judgment you received, and you won my heart.
Sing of your love forever. I can
That's music from the Martins right here on this Sunday, March the 6th, 2016. Yeah, we're getting closer to the first day of spring. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. If you got some time, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a note. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org, or you can connect with the program through Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Promise you, we're not going to have anything political on there. It is a political season, but do have some encouragement pretty much every day for you there. So look us up, Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Well, friend, thank you so much for your time and your attention today. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.